This is a time when we're intentional about stopping to reflect and ponder on God's word that's appointed for this day. I pray that as you hear the scriptures, you would pray that the Holy Spirit would work in your life and allow this word to come into your life, to shape and mold you, so that you would understand that you are a new creation in Christ, called to go and be the hands and feet of Jesus in our world. Now we begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, you draw near to us in Christ, and you make yourself our guest. Amid the cares of our lives, make us attentive to your presence, that we may treasure your word above all else. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Our gospel reading is appointed for this day. Comes from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. Now, as Jesus, with his disciples, went on their way, he entered a certain village, and there was a woman named Martha, who welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is indeed only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel. We hear in this text the familiar story of Mary and Martha. And I think as we hear this, it at times becomes too simplistic. Well, we should be more like Mary and not like Martha. And that's hard for a lot of people to hear because a lot of times, many people are more Martha's. We have tasks we want to do. We got things that need to be done, and you want to do it. And for many people who are like that, Mary seems reckless. She sits at the feet of Jesus and just listens. While Martha is busy cleaning and sweeping and doing dishes and all that stuff, and she comes and complains to Jesus, "Lord, I got all this stuff we're supposed to do," and she's doing it a lot of ways because hospitality was seen as a virtue that was to be uplifted. When people come into your home, you clean up, right? You are a host, and you want to do the best, and you want to do the best for Jesus. I experienced a little bit of this. At times, people are, they're like, "Oh, Pastor, I didn't know you were coming. You know, something's going on." And I just show up at somebody's house, and sometimes people are in some ways mortified because it's like, "We didn't clean up that house." It's like, "I don't want you to clean up that house for me," right? But we get distracted by some of that stuff, and it's that hospitality. And so it's easy, I think, to simply go, "Oh, we need to be more like Martha and sit at the feet of Jesus. We need to be more like Mary and sit with Jesus, not my father." However, I want us to see this in a new light. One of the disadvantages of the way we do the readings on Sundays is we have a text, right? The text for this day is Luke 10, 38 to 42. And we hear the story of Mary and Martha, and we concentrate on the story of Mary and Martha. But what we don't see is this in its larger context. In seminary, they call this the Sitzenleben, which is German for the place at rest. And I beginning of chapter 1, and you keep reading, and if you read chapter 10, you would find something interesting. Right before this story, where it calls us to be more contemplative, to sit and listen to the teachings of Jesus. And that's the most important part. The story right before this, it's a parable of the Good Samaritan. And I'm not sure that it just happens that way. I wonder if it's set up, whether it's the person who puts the gospel together, how this is exactly how it happened, and you know, I think, however that came about, I think it's important that these are kind of next to each other, that we see them in juxtaposition with one another. Because the story of the Good Samaritan, in some ways, calls us to be Martha. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Right? Well, I'm going to justify myself, so who's my neighbor? Right? No, in the right way. So the one who cared for the man who was hurting, who did things, right? Who took care of the man that was hurt, took him to the inn, paid for him, all this kind of stuff. That story is more about doing. Here's how I live out my faith. This story feels more like I need to just kind of. I need to sit and listen, to absorb what Jesus says. And so the best thing I can do is just sit in my room alone and read the Bible all day, right? I'm not sure that we need to be one or the other, but I think it's important we see them together. That part of it is, I think what Jesus is trying to get at with Martha is she's distracted. She's allowing the stuff to become more important than living out the true notion of hospitality. How is it that we end up doing both? That we are hospitable and we are a neighbor to others, but we also sit at the feet of Jesus. Because as we sit at the feet of Jesus, as we hear the stories, hopefully it doesn't compel us just to sin more. Because I think the gospel, the Bible, it's not meant for us to memorize. It's not meant for us to just know in our head the story to be able to tell you, you know, verse blah blah blah, it's this, verse blah blah blah, it's that. We can in some ways become distracted by just purely knowledge. Rather, the gospel, the stories in the Bible, all of this knowledge that we hear, Jesus telling parables, hearing the story of Mary and Martha, what they're supposed to do is help us and shape us, mold us to how we live our life. To answer that call, where is Jesus leading us? Where are we being called to be the hands and Christ in our world. And in order to know that, part of it is we need to sit at the feet of Jesus. We need to hear the word. Part of what I hope is accomplished in these snippets. It's not just me rambling about the text and helping you to become more educated. I hope that happens. But part of it is when we hear these stories, how do they come into our life so it helps us to be a disciple of Jesus? How does it help us to live out being a new creation in Christ? How does it help us to live out the promises made for us at baptism? When we've been washed and nourished, washed at the want, nourish, or retain. Right? How do we live this out? And so I think this story, part of it in conjunction with the Good Samaritan, remind us that we hear the teachings of Jesus. We hear the word. The gospel comes. Because how are we at times distracted from hearing the word? Maybe it is disease. Maybe it's all the noise that we have in our life. Maybe it's being addicted to social media or you know, all the time spent on our phones, whatever it is. And there can be all kinds of things that become that barrier. And I think that's part of this lesson is to say, wait a minute, how can we take down those distractions, those barriers, to help us to hear the word, not so that we just sit in it, but so that we hear the word and the Spirit comes into our life to call us to go out. And as Jesus said, amen. Come and do likewise. Be transformed by the word to be a neighbor. Be transformed to help others know where it is that God has done. For me, baptism becomes a significant piece. Now, I think more and more about we light the candle. Because we hear the word, we're baptized, and then it's not just, oh, we're ritual, it's done. But then we light this candle and we say to the person who's being baptized, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. In other words, no, likewise. Sit at the feet of Jesus to hear, so that we know. Let our light shine in our lives. And we don't allow things to distract or keep us from being attentive. And that may take the form of hospitality, because there are many people that have a gift of making people feel welcome so that they can hear the word. But sometimes we can use business to simply as a distraction. Is in their heart wrestling with how we're going to call something they hear. They will hear the word and they will shape us to go and be the people of God. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, you came into the home of Mary and Martha. And Martha was distracted by many things while Mary sat at your feet. Help us to listen to your word and help us to not be distracted by whatever it is that keeps us from hearing your word. So that as we hear your word, it becomes like a seed that's planted ground and grows. Help your word come to us as we hear. So it comes into our heart. May it take root and plant and grow so that fruit may allow. And we go and we seek to let our light shine before others so that people see your goodness and graciousness, your love and mercy. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. And now as you go on the way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you.